Are you sick of seeing feminist prudes playing pew princess in the church? Have you met your share of washed-up whisker biscuits running to Christianity after no one bought their OnlyFans? Fact is, there are way too many men getting duped into sexless marriages by sociopathic slurs who only want salvation from their bad decisions. If you are sick of posers abusing godly men, check out Aaron Clary's newest essay, I Don't Want a Threesome with Jesus. Available now for $15.95 in paperback or half off on Kindle. Scan the QR code on the screen or click the link in the Meat Gazer box. What's going on, you promiscuous poon pounders? Welcome to Ride
and Roast!
With two Richards and a car. The Juke has been retired for the time being. It's been a little rumpy, pumpy, bumpy.
Yes, it does jump around quite a bit. It's a very light car.
Yeah. Well, you put a high-performance clutch in a low-performance vehicle, you tend to get average-performing rumpy-pumpy.
Yes. Well, the reason I did that is the parts you get from China are shit.
China.
And I literally replaced the clutch with the standard stock OEM one. It lasted 12,000 miles.
That's it?
So I put in another one in it, into the high-performance one. And it's running just fine now.
I don't know, man. Let this be a lesson to you and the story that we're about to dive into. When you put something high performance into something low performance, chances are you're not going to get your money's worth out of it.
Probably not.
And that brings us very neatly to, I think this is a first, it's a tweet.
Okay.
That a particular gentleman, I use that term loosely, put out there.
It's an essay tweet?
Yeah, and this is a verified account, publicly available post, so we can't get sued. Trevor Sheets the Bed. I added that those last two words.
Right.
But that's his name, Trevor Sheets, and hopefully remembers to wipe when he's done.
Sheets the Bed on life.
Are you ready for
this?
I'm not sure if you're ready for this. My wife was formerly promiscuous. I was a virgin.
Oh my God, what a moron. Oh my God.
Strap yourselves in, preferably with a 5-point harness, and get ready to pull the ripcord on this rumpy pumpy ride.
Yeah, this is gonna get ugly. I can just tell.
I can feel it in my boner.
I made the mistake of trying to fix her. I wound up fucking losing my kids, so becoming suicidal, made homeless. Don't be me, gentlemen. You can't fix her and don't even try.
You're not the first person who thought that his wife was gonna be the one to finally be rehabilitated.
Rehabilitated. You gotta text that to me.
Okay.
Because that is actually really good.
She was then radically born again.
Oh my God.
Committed to church, evangelized constantly, Puritan books in her bedroom, prayer journals, grief over past sexual sin, etc.
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 Is this the first time that we have heard about a woman claiming to have been rehabilitated by the church, and then she talks a dude into tying one on, and then 7 years down the road?
Boom. Well, first of all, one of the reasons I don't go back to church is this. As soon as I show up there, they try to pawn off their swamp donkeys on me.
Swamp donkeys.
I'm done.
I get it.
I'm not doing it.
We got to know each other well for over a year. Dated for 4 months, engaged for 2.5, and didn't sin sexually with one another. Our first kiss with each other was at the altar on our wedding day. Reaction pic attached. Now I'm going to put the picture up on the screen. And is that a soy boy smile or is that a soy boy smile?
Yeah, and she looks like the rehabilitated Wicked Witch of the West.
She looks like she can wake up in the morning and smell the coffee in Brazil from Greenland.
Got a big schnozola.
Keep that woman away from Charlie Sheen's cocaine.
That's right. Holy crap. That's a half a kilo bitch right there.
I wonder what her early life is like. I'm not saying that it's always that way, but every Steen Singelberg Timowitz.
Oh my God!
So, no test drive, even though all those other dudes who didn't have to put forth half the effort got a test drive.
They didn't just test drive it. They you know, neutral slammed it, park stopped it, ran it through all the gears, flipped it over, and left it in the ditch in front of the dealership, dripping fluid from the front and rear.
And definitely from the front.
Yes.
You know that any dude attempting a nice spa facial gave her some sinus rinse.
That's nasty.
Because that nose is catching shit by accident.
That's disgusting!
We've been married for over 5 years now. So you got like a year. And she's been the most wonderful and godly wife, mother to our 3 children, and homemaker you could imagine.
3 children?
3 kids in 5 years. Yeah. So you're just a baby factory, man.
I have a feeling that she just wanted him to breed with, have kids, and then leave.
We will find out. Well, he will find out. Mm-hmm. My guess is that if this pops off the way that it usually does, probably won't hear about it, at least not from him.
No.
She'll go out there and, you know, claim to be a victim of some sorts.
Well, the thing is, there's a lot of guys that this happens to. When it finally blows up in their face,
yeah,
they feel super humiliated.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Betrayed. They don't really want to talk to their friends about it. And it just causes them to close down more and more, which leads to a rash of self-deletions.
Yes. And a big part of it is that I'm sure a lot of his buddies did try to warn him, hey.
Yeah.
And of course, she's going to claim victimhood status in that instance. Well, if they were really your friends, they would want what's best for
you. They'd be happy for you.
They must not be a good influence.
They don't get any pussy. I'm jealous of you.
Here's an injection. It's medicine. You need it. It's called testiculus retonculitis. Check out the episode. It'll cure you of wanting to have any hobbies ever again.
Yes, it's, you know, you can't be happy, you can't spend any money on yourself. Yeah, fuck off.
Now, are we saying that this never happens for real? Of course not.
No.
Somebody always has to win the lottery, even if most of us don't.
Yeah.
Okay. But
as a betting man,
most of the time,
that's right,
what you wind up with is somebody who has been ran through, who has had more half-eaten sausages chucked toward their hole than a trash can at the ballpark.
Oh.
And then they want to dress up the dumb cumster and, you know, call it a homeless villa.
The homeless villa?
No, no. No matter which way you spin it, it's still a dumpster. It's still full of 48 other men's trash.
Yep. It's more than 48.
It's littered with DNA evidence. And
it's a spilled DNA FBI crime lab.
It's like, you can repaint a crack den, but if you pull up the carpet, there's still a chalk outline on there with a big old blood stain.
Yeah, okay? And, you know, shell casings.
Now, could a family move into that house and be happy and none the wiser? Sure. Yeah. But once you find out about that chalk outline, you're never going to look at that room the same way again.
You are not, including the futon with the chalk outline I bought.
Salvation Army. Yeah, they didn't think they were going to get rid of that one, and then the popster came in. I'll take that one over there.
Well, I did haggle him down.
Damn right!
Oh, this one knocks me out.
All right.
She's more pure than most virgins. As biblical purity has less to do with past sins, though they certainly matter.
No, it's pure deception.
And more to do with one's current posture of the heart and daily decisions to honor the Lord, as in Matt chapter 5, verse 8. Now, is this true from a biblical standpoint? Yes.
Probably. I don't know.
Jesus did forgive the prostitute, but with the stipulation, go now and sin no more. Could this woman be doing that? Sure. But we're betting men, and this is
absolutely,
this is not usually a winning bet.
And even if you win, the payoff is not going to be that good.
More pure than most virgins.
Yeah, get out of here.
I'll play devil's advocunt here. Okay, I'll play the devil's avocado here on this one.
Advocunt.
Okay, I have known virgins who still refer to themselves as virgins despite the fact they've given up every hole but the Holy of Holies.
Ah.
They will drop to their knees and aim to please within 3 minutes.
Or they're poopstitutes.
Yeah, they're poopstitutes, exactly.
We've drunk some fucking look at me!
But that's
as far as I will take that one.
Okay. But like, we don't want to get banned.
That there are some virgins who claim to be virgins when they're clearly not. So I'll give you that one. We're far too quick to forget the story of the woman labeled as a known sinner, likely a prostitutelage, in Luke chapter 7, verses 36 through 50, who was washing Jesus' feet with her tears while kissing them too. The Pharisees were shocked that Jesus let a public sinner do this.
Well, that's not the same thing.
Jesus responded with a parable about debts being forgiven and ended this with a powerful conclusion. Her many sins had been forgiven. That's why she loved much. But the one who is forgiven little loves little. Again, we're just talking scripture, so it's factual. Everyone seems to highlight the benefits of virginity, and it certainly is a blessing. But we forget to highlight the benefits of being forgiven much as well. My wife knows the depths of Jesus' forgiveness more than most people, enabling her to more easily live out a life of passionate love for her Savior.
Well, I mean, back in the day, if you caught vada, you usually died.
Yeah.
It would kill you.
Absolutely.
And you wanted to have that woman that had, you know, never been spoiled by another man because you didn't want to take that risk.
But in present day, you've got spicy workers who have a body count in the triple digits who will claim that because it was for content, it doesn't count. Oh, I've only been with three men.
What's your body count?
My body count? I'd say like under five.
Under, really?
Yeah.
Under, even with OF and everything, under five?
Well, that's content. That doesn't count.
The content, so you don't count the people, those people in your body count?
Oh, no, that doesn't count. That's just content. That's like acting. That's Hollywood. I mean, that's it. I don't count people that I do content with as a body, as part of the body count.
That's called contreflash.
And again, you can use the Bible to justify anything that you want in many ways, because you can read it and it'll mean different things to you yourself, the same person at different points in your life.
Yeah, you can justify genocide.
The Bible does also talk about the deceptive capabilities of women, which is why they are not allowed in leadership roles in the church.
Well, you know, Adam and Eve, that's where it all started.
They're too easily dissuaded and manipulated by emotions and feelings. So, I mean, yes, you are backing up your point fairly, but you are also cherry-picking the same document that tells you to beware of women like this.
I mean, there's so many warnings in all of the books of the Bible, even the ones that have been taken out about women's nature.
Yeah, I mean, sure, you could encircle the equator with the number of dicks this woman has had run through her.
Yeah.
But it'll be fine.
It'll be fine.
It'll be fine. She forgiven. She loved me. She loved the Lord. So therefore, she loved me.
I can fix her.
Hold up, bro. I can fix her.
She's an electoral zombie.
I can fix her.
Come on.
Feminism, leftoidism in general, tends to attract a type of person who just does not want to accept any accountability for their actions. Unfortunately, Christianity does extend a similar olive branch to these women. And they do use it, and eventually they break it off, fashion it into a bat or a dildo of consequences, and we're off to the races. Yes.
And they try to take your life with it.
A woman or man's past sexual sin matters, but what matters far more when it comes to deciding who to marry is if the person is truly born again, if their repentance is real, if they truly have a heart for Christ, if they truly follow Jesus and obey his commands. I can respect that. That is true.
I myself am not super religious like that, but I get
it's
it.
It's not, that doesn't require religion. That requires a relationship with your Creator.
Which I have.
Yes.
Okay.
Having a relationship with Creator does not require a structured religion. But he is right. It does require actually putting your heart into it. Has this woman done that? I don't know.
Well, I mean, it sounds like she's really good at putting up the contreflash.
There are tales of numerous women, we have discussed them right here on this show, who put forth the exact same look and feel and effort as this woman to be a wife and a mother, and then 21 years in, after 3-4 kids, boom, I went to Pilates and now I'm gay.
Yeah, or I'm not happy. So I have to, like, basically ruin my kid's childhood, destroy my former partner.
Yeah.
And because, you know, my happiness is, you know, top billing. Yeah, go fuck yourself.
And then you will be faced with a woman who's using the same doctrine that you are using to defend her to destroy you. Yeah! If you think it can't happen, just wait. That's all I gotta say. God has chosen what is foolish in the world to shame the wise, and God has chosen what is weak in the world to shame the strong. God has chosen what is insignificant and despised in the world, what is viewed as nothing, to bring nothing what is viewed as something, so that no one may boast in his preference. It is from him that you are in Christ Jesus, who became wisdom for God of us, our righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. In order that, as it is written, let the one who boasts boast in the Lord, from 1 Corinthians. So he ends this just quoting a bunch of scripture. Fine and dandy, okay? Like, that is the life that you lead, and more power to you. However, it is not a shield from things that happen down here in the real world.
No.
So I wish you all the luck in the world. I really do. But
they think that they're going to throw out scripture as a smokescreen, and somehow it's going to shield them from the consequences of what they've done or the decisions they have made. Because, you know, this guy made a decision, got into it with a hewer, and now he's using scripture to try to mask it or hide it. That's really not the right answer.
It happens a lot.
I know. You have to be brutally honest with yourself. If you ever want to get over some shit like this, you have to be brutally honest with yourself and accept the fact you're a human being and you fucked up.
We have seen where this has gone before.
Uh-huh.
Is it likely to go there again? Of course. But people, like I said, people do win the lottery. People do get struck by lightning.
Uh-huh.
So who knows? I wish him all the luck. I really do. Because I would love to believe that it is possible for a woman like this.
I can't
to grow up.
I can't do it.
But thanks to Tumblr, which, you know, is always a bastion of sanity on the internet. Ashley Sheets, his wife.
Oh, no.
Offers a full testimony. I'm not going to read you the whole thing, just some of the highlights. But this really shows you some of the depths of depravity that this woman sank to. And you have to remember that, good woman or not, she is going to still measure this dude, as, you know, godly as he wants to be, against all those other cocks. And if he does not figure out that slot C within a certain period of time to her satisfaction, sooner or later, she's going to start playing the... Chad's was so much of a Tyrone, too.
Yeah, but the thing is once these women have been ran through, the minute you get either boring or they get bored of you or what have you, they're gone.
You're out on your ass.
Yeah, and there's a reason why there's such a high divorce rate and women filing for it.
Yeah.
You know, they're like, oh, 80%,
70 to 80% of divorces.
Yeah, it's up to 90% if you count, you know, college-educated women.
Yeah, college-educated women.
And I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that, you know, they became sorostitutes at a sorority.
Very much so. We all know that when it comes to peer pressure, nobody can exert that more than women. At least not nearly as effectively.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, here we go. This is Ashley Sheets talking about her life growing up and how Jesus changed it.
Here we go.
I never grew up in a religious-based household or with anyone who was seeking for truth. I lived with my mother my entire life since she and my dad never married, and they split up when I was 3 years old. Shocker. At a very young age, I was exposed to lots of sexual immorality, such as ornpay, and crude talk. This soon led me to get enslaved in the sin of indulging in ornpay as young as 11 or 12 years old, and this continued for many years. So she didn't choose to start watching ornpay. She was enslaved by it. So we're already separating herself from her action.
Well, hang on a minute. If she's 11, so there needs to be some parental involvement.
Oh, absolutely, yes.
That's fucked up.
It's very screwed up.
Oh, my God.
But you have to also think about the fact that the internet now has been around and in virtually every home for 30 years.
Yes.
So, I mean, we could be talking about she went online, looked it up herself. And, of course, if you have a single mother, most of the time what's going to happen is she's going to feel guilty about having to go to work and not getting to spend as much time with her daughter. So the whole discipline factor, out the window. Jinx, you owe me a Coke.
Yeah, a lot of women do that, though.
Yep, all the time. I've seen it. At 15, I became very rebellious. A child of a broken home becomes rebellious?
No.
No.
No,
it never happened
to anybody like me.
This isn't textbook.
Oh, no.
I was promiscuous, jumping from relationship to relationship. Don't you mean situationship? Smoking, sneaking out at night, lying to my mother about where I was going, drinking and partying.
A cocor, exactly. Yeah, cocor. Sounds like the confessions of a cocor.
A little Coca-Cola, a little diet cock. Yeah. Get a micro penis by surprise, you get a cock zero. Get a little vada in there, you get a flavored cock. A little lemon in your cock, a little cherry cock.
It's a reminder cock. It's a reminder cock.
The orange cream cock. Not too long after, I soon began to dabble in New Age. Ah, the wind chimes. Hinduism, Buddhism, the occult, yoga, shamanism, and other dark and deceptive false religions. All caps rage on dark and deceptive.
Okay.
I began collecting many books on these topics, and my library was overflowing. I got super drawn into the yoga hippie way of living and ended up getting dreadlocks around 16 years old. Oh, see, it's stinky head syndrome.
It's a hair mat.
Yeah, some men get stinky head syndrome when they don't wash. Then began a life of a toxic pattern. At 16 or 17 years old, I really began to go downhill. Began going to desert/rave gatherings drugged out people. And no police or authority to watch over anyone.
What could go wrong?
Yeah. You never got arrested doing things like this, right?
Yeah, that's how you become a hose beast.
That's how you get a mugshot. Just saying. I was going to these, camping away from home, full weekends at a time without my mother or father ever really knowing. I got into doing party drugs while thinking I had to do these things in order to be spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
At 17, I had a boyfriend who was 23 years old, and he introduced me to psychedelic drugs such as LSD, mushrooms, DMT, etc. I began doing these drugs thinking I had to engage in them in order to reach some higher esoteric level of enlightenment or reach a sort of God consciousness.
Mm.
What could go wrong, yeah?
Well, I mean, I'm sure that is possible in a certain degree, but...
There are some, you know, forms of transcendental meditation where there is some legitimacy to what she is seeking, but most people don't get that. They just trip balls. As opposed to doing what you did in college, which is just tripping over balls. I began to really lose my mind and have numerous bad trips, memory loss, psychosis, and saw lots of demonic activity in and around me.
Maybe that's a hint you should not do that.
Yeah, probably a bad idea.
Yeah, I think that's a hint to, stop it.
Yeah, some people do trip to the point where it kind of peels back the curtain a little bit and you get to see some creepy shit. I even ran away to Vegas. Ah, the Sin City. Yeah, it's a great place to go.
What could go wrong? Yeah, Vegas.
For an entire 2 weeks without talking to any family and continued to be brainwashed by this man and taken advantage of immensely. Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. And once again, we're removing agency with their choice of words. After that relationship, I had another one who was into the same thing, older and had access to psychedelics. The cycle began to repeat. I was used and abused and more than a few times at this age. I was naive and indulged in any drug I was given and began to really lose myself, my family, and my identity. A similar thing happened at 17 with a 50-year-old man who went by the name Broly in the festival world. He claimed to be God and that he was here to save my soul. He manipulated me, gave me drugs, and did horrible things to me, and kept telling me this was the truth, and that he was the way to spiritual awakening. I was so brainwashed. He even had his own published religion that seemed very real to me.
Published religion?
Well, like the ass bag who just wanted to be able to marry multiple women with the golden plates?
He wants to be a prophet for pussy. Yeah, that sounds great.
Nice going there, Big Love.
Wow.
Granted, I was already brainwashed by many other false religions. I had no clue what the gospel really was or who Jesus was at the time. This all sounds bad.
Yeah.
It genuinely does. It all comes down to the phrasing, though. And her phrasing says, I am not taking responsibility for any of this. Mm-hmm. I am blaming. You cannot repent if you are not taking responsibility.
What did I just say a while ago?
Yeah.
You have to understand, you fucked up.
Yes. The important thing is to understand, you fucked up.
Yeah.
No one can be manipulated into doing something they had no intention of doing in the first place.
Unless it's at gunpoint.
Yeah,
that's exactly. A whole different animal.
When it's at drug point, no, you just want drugs.
That's right.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
After escaping that very toxic relationship, she puts in quotes, I began to get heavily addicted to a drug called ketamine.
Ooh, that's a bad one.
This is bad, right?
That's a bad, that'll kill you.
I began changing my name on Facebook and barely talked to my family. I was very, very lost. This continued on the whole year.
So how old is she by this point?
18. And she continues, when I was 18, I moved out to New Mexico with my boyfriend at the time and continued to smoke, drink, practice yoga, and even got into prostitution online.
Oh my God.
I sold myself virtually online by videos, pictures, etc.
Etc.
So
this is no longer just a promiscuous woman, as Mr. Sheets would have us believe. This is a former spicy worker.
This is an OF.
I lived here for maybe about 4 months until I packed up my bags, got on a train, and left. I was talking to my family a bit more, but not much. I came back to my dad's house, left my bag, stayed home for maybe a day, and then left to the desert with friends for another rave. Same routine continued, and I ended up meeting someone from this rave, and he wanted me to come to Santa Barbara with him, so I did.
Of course.
I'm sure he had a bag of drugs in his pocket, and you were just sniffing them out. Yeah. I think this will be like one of the last. I'll read these last couple of paragraphs, but it paints enough of a picture. These are the decisions that she made just approaching. She's still in the don't know shit category.
Yeah. I mean, I understand she's young and you can make mistakes. I get it. But the thing is, if you don't accept that you made the mistakes, you never grow from them. You just keep repeating them.
Yep.
I did a video on this, Life When You're Stupid.
Exactly.
It just goes in circles.
I mean, even if you're not repeating the same mistakes, if you're not taking culpability, you will eventually start to repeat them again down the line.
Correct.
I've seen it before.
You are not special. You are not a beautiful or unique snowflake. You are the same decaying organic matter as everything else.
I stayed in a hotel with this person I did not know, camped out in parks, and was heavily using the drug ketamine again. This time, it was for 3 days straight, almost nonstop. I was barely eating or drinking water. Then we stayed at his friend's house and I began mixing drugs. I began to fall out of consciousness and I was very disoriented. I passed out for a while, and then when I awoke again, something was very wrong. My vision became very narrow and the colors were dark around me. I started crying and instinctively screaming at the top of my lungs, telling them to let me out of the room, and they refused. They were holding the door closed and my body switched instantly into fight or flight. I began trying to fight them in order to get out and get help because I was close to death. I tried breaking out of their window, breaking their blinds. Finally, I got out and ran screaming for help. The only closest thing to help was a dentist office. I ran inside screaming that I was drugged, rapaed, and in need of help. You didn't tell us anything about that, so is that actually happening? I told them to look up my dad and to please call him. The last thing I remembered was falling to the ground and having 3 to 4 painful seizures. That's too many drugs for you, honey.
Well, first of all, you're not eating, you're not drinking.
Wow.
You're probably not sleeping properly, because that's what happens when you're on drugs.
A little bit.
Your body and mind just gave out.
My parents told me after that I had to be strapped down because of how intense my seizure was from overdosing. I was in complete darkness, yet still fully conscious. I was not aware of what was going on in reality because all I was aware of was darkness, pain, and my body's out of control shaking. I did not even know that I went in an ambulance to get to the emergency room. Now, do you see what we're doing now? She has dissociated herself from making the decision that led her to this point.
Uh-huh.
And now she's piling on the victim points.
And unfortunately, because she's a woman, I mean,
people are going to
believe her. They're going to take action, even though she's a willing participant in all of this.
Even knowing what we know, I guarantee you, reading that just now, you felt a little pang, didn't you? Because you're like, damn, it's rough. It's not something that I would wish on anybody, no matter what decisions they make. After the OD, I went through recovery and had to get treatment there at the hospital because I was in bad shape. My dad drove all the way from San Diego to rescue me, and after being able to come home, my dad sat me down and said, Ashley, something has to change or you are going to die.
That's exactly right.
And her dad became Pop Spetsnaz's doctor there for a second. Yeah. Ashley, something has got to change and you're going to die. The path you have chosen only leads to death. I could have lost you.
Terrence. You're going to die.
You're going to die.
It was very honest.
Very honest, yes. So I cut my dreadlocks off and went sober for a while, but by my own strength and self-effort, which was soon to fail. After months of being sober, I, for the last time, fell into the same toxic pattern and I left to Oregon for a month. Mm-hmm. So she already has an established pattern of going back on progress and dodging accountability and then asking for sympathy afterwards.
Yeah, well, that's one of the main reasons you never actually fully recover.
And this is in her personal testimony. And she's still attempting to remove agency.
Correct.
So Mr. and Mrs. Sheets the Bed. We wish you well, genuinely. Mm-hmm. I hope that this is, you know, that this is your happily ever after. I do.
We'll see.
But
I'm not betting on it, to be honest with you.
I think Ashley needs to start truly taking more culpability for the actions that led her down this bad road. Uh-huh. I will put links on the website so that you guys can read her entire testimony. I'm sure that there's more in there that peels back the layers of this stinky dreadlock-filled onion even more.
My God. That's just horrible.
It is horrible. Thankfully, though, our next ride and roast takes us down a very similar path, but it shows us the conclusion of a story that's actually kind of nice, and it comes to us from one of our own in the regiment.
All right, cool.
Good old
cool.
Winston.
Winston. So,
yeah, he's one of our lives saved, and he decided to send in a story that could be the other half of this.
Okay.
We don't know. I hope it is.
I find that unlikely.
Any final words?
Well, gentlemen, I'm going to be honest. If a woman is a dick cushion, more than likely she will always be a dick cushion until she can't anymore because she hit the wall or something nefarious happened in her life. And then she's going to look around and try to, you know, guilt, blame, or shame another man into rescuing her. Don't be that fool. Do not mend the heart you didn't break, and don't raise the child you did not make.
And if you want to support us in our journey to help out men like this, even as they are in the making, QR codes on the screen, help us out, become a member of the regiment, and enjoy all of the rights and privileges there too.
Yep.
And we appreciate every single one of you mother fornicators and promiscuous pussy pounders. And we'll see you next time.
Yeah!